Oklahoma is one of the only, if the only state in the nation, that during the time when they wrote the law for cannabis, they put a clause in there that if it goes federal, we can ship out of state. I don't know any other state in the nation that allows that. So we probably have a year up on every other state. So we can develop our network now, today. If it goes federal, we're going to have a year on everybody else. And we've got the state with probably the cheapest produced cannabis in the nation, possibly in the world.
From the Pod Connect Studios, high in the Rockies at the beautiful Beaver Creek Resort, it's the Raising Cannabis Capital Show.
Today on MJ Bulls, we are joined by Ryan Bishop, the co-founder and COO of Pura Verde Cannabis. Ryan, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Dan. Appreciate you having us on.
Well, I appreciate you doing this today. Pura Verde Cannabis is one of Oklahoma's top private labeled OEM manufacturers, providing companies with manufacturing and packaging solution for CBD, THC, Delta 8, HHC, and THCO, which we're going to have to talk a little bit more about that. And it really kind of leads me into maybe my first question is, what's different about your private label manufacturing facility is the strength of your R&D lab. And maybe we can just start right off with there. Why is that such an advantage? And what are some of the developments that you've made over the last couple of years?
When we started this project in 2018, the co-founders, me and Matt Mastrangelo, we wanted to take a different direction. The cannabis space, in our opinion, was the majority of it was just recreational, medical, nationwide. And after some research and learning about it, we realized that the cannabis plant, it's one of the few plants in the world that has an enormous amount of different cannabinoids and chemicals in the plant that can be synthesized or isolated to produce actual pharmaceutical grade medicine. As well as, we didn't see a lot of companies looking to consolidate in terms of making bulk products for other manufacturers. But we started out with the R&D portion of trying to look for barriers to entry. What can we make that's a little bit harder for others to make and pushes us towards that inevitable or hopeful goal that it goes federal? And our assumption is when it goes federal, again, it's an assumption, but the FDA is most likely going to step into the industry in a big way and help regulate and control the industry to make products safer, bring in the larger pharmaceutical companies to do further R&D. With that said, we're really trying to plan today for the cannabis market of tomorrow with things like some product development in terms of nanotechnology. We've all heard about nanotechnology in biotech stocks and everything else. Well, it's no different than cannabis. So what we've learned to do is we take the THC molecule, just picture it like a little circle, and that molecule normally goes into your body, whether you consume it through eating or you smoke it, and then your body has to digest it and run it through the liver into your body so that you can feel the effects. That typically takes a little bit of time. There's an active time that takes to get that to where you can feel it, as well as the absorption rate. How much actual medicine do you absorb in your body and consume? Well, the nanotechnology, through different emulsifiers, will break down the outer side of the cell membrane to make it smaller. This allows it to pass through the red cell membrane, literally in the capillaries in your mouth, all the way down to your digestive system. Your body's already absorbing the medicine, which makes it a far quicker onset. If you eat a brownie, some people, it can take 30 to 60 minutes to start feeling the effects. Whereas our product, typically within 10 minutes, you're already feeling the effects. So the consumer doesn't want to wait.
Right.
By developing and using the nanotechnology in almost all of our products, it's a better product, it's stronger and more efficient, and it sets us apart from a lot of our competition.
Well, you mentioned other products, and I think that's an easy segue. I know you have your own brands within your company. Can we talk more about that and the plan for your brands?
Sure, absolutely. We're really proud of our brands. We've got 13 brands we represent, several of our own. We have Whitetail, Buffalo Rose, Verde Pure, Pure Shot. Those are the ones that we own and control. And we do a multitude of different products with those brands. We do the vape carts, we do concentrates, we do drinks, we do tinctures, creams, chocolates. We make some of the best chocolates in the state. They're chocolate truffles, very, very high end. We use Giardelli chocolates. So we started developing these brands in 2018, and we've got a pretty good following now in the state.
You're on the shelves in Oklahoma throughout the dispensaries in Oklahoma with the brand. So that's great for your Oklahoma footprint. Would there ever be a plan for you to take those brands to other states? And if so, how would you do that?
That's a great question, because that's the biggest conundrum in the industry. Every state's independent laws, because it's not federal, you can't cross state lines with THC Delta 9. And that's why we got into the synthetic cannabinoids. And basically what that is, and this is going to roll right into the whole national campaign. Through another chemical process, which we actually got a national non-exclusive licensing agreement with a pharmaceutical grade R&D lab, Harold Meckler. He is a PhD pharmaceutical chemist, and he works with the group that we got licensing from. We're exclusive in Oklahoma. And this is really interesting. This is fairly new in the industry that very few people are doing. You can take CBD, which is nationally and legal. You can sell it anywhere. You can sell it in Walmart. And it's also sold in other countries. You can take that, which is almost like THC Delta 9. It's like lead and gold. It's only a couple variations difference. You can break down the CBD molecule through a chemical process and actually convert it to Delta 9. Far cheaper than getting the actual Delta 9 oil out of the plant. In reality, isolating Delta 9 out of the plant is a very inefficient, difficult, expensive process. What we can do is take mass-produced CBD, which is a fraction of the cost nationally of Delta 9, and convert it right to Delta 9. So our supply channel is guaranteed. Our costs are fixed. So what that's doing is it's giving us different products. DH, which is a derivative of the cannabis plant, of the CBD, that's very close to Delta 9 in terms of the effect. You feel the entourage effect. People feel, you know, quote unquote, high. You've got Delta 10, THCO, HHC, and I'm sure there's going to be more coming soon. These are not illegal federally yet. They're protected under the Farm Act of 2018. What this allows us to do, Dan, is take our products, our marquee names, like, for instance, Pure Shot. Pure Shot is a 2-ounce shot drink, almost identical to the shape and size of the 5-hour energy that you see in all the gas stations across the nation. And that's nanotechnology also. And we converted it to D8 and HHC. And we just entered into an agreement. We actually launched the product middle of September with Mr. Checkout. Now, Mr. Checkout is it's kind of like a huge cooperative. They were on Shark Tank. They were one of the key reasons that 5-Hour Energy got national shelf space quickly. They call it the Blitz campaign. They represent, or they're directly connected with 1,000 distributors in the United States, Canada, and the Caribbean. They are a powerhouse. They basically have set up all these cooperatives that all these distributors join, and then they introduce pre-approved, pre-vetted new products. So we took the energy drink that we created, the D8 nanotechnology, and we're going to launch it through an email blast campaign. We're going to be going to 1,000 distributors in the middle of September in all 50 states. They've got a great track record. So my idea in the national campaign is let's get our brands in nationally with our products that are federally legal right now, which once you're on a shelf with these retailers,
yeah,
it's a lot easier to get other products, other SKUs into that same retailer. It's, if you got a good reputation with them and a good history, the relationship's there. It's done.
Yeah.
So if it goes national federally, we'll have our brands in all these stores already. Now, Oklahoma, you got to talk about Oklahoma law. Oklahoma is one of the only, if the only state in the nation that during the time when they wrote the law for cannabis, they put a clause in there that if it goes federal, we can ship out of state. I don't know any other state in the nation that allows that. So we probably have a year up on every other state. So we can develop our network now, today. If it goes federal, we're going to have a year on everybody else. And we've got the state with probably the cheapest produced cannabis in the nation, possibly in the world.
You're currently raising money, and on your website, there's a link to your offering circular. And I thought maybe in the time we have left, you could tell us a little bit about what you're raising the money for and some of the details about it so people can have a little better understanding.
With any business, cash flow and capital raises are very important. I do a lot of real estate. And our growth plans are aggressive. This national campaign rollout, we've got actual hard relationships and contracts in place to launch. R&D process, you know, setting up an FDA lab that has the capability of being approved, very expensive. Hiring pharmaceutical level chemists to help us further R&D lab costs money. So we're looking to raise $50 million on a Regulation A plus offering for the next 12 months. And the money's going to go into those three sectors. It's going to go into furthering our R&D and strengthening it, maybe even possibly looking to patent some of our processes and really getting aggressive on the national campaign. The more stores we can get in with our federally legal D8 and HHC products, it's just going to make the rollout of THC in the event it goes federal so much more attractive for these investors that we hope are going to jump on the boat and join the ride.
Now, a minimum investment is fairly inexpensive. I saw on the website, I want to say $750. Is that the minimum investment?
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons we chose the Reg A. It was an exhaustive process. The audit, 8 months, they turned over every single stone. And one of the nice things about it is it allows the retail investor, the guys that don't have $100,000 on an IPO, they can get in for $750. If they come in with $1,500 or more, they're actually going to get additional stock as a bonus. So it's a great way to get an entry level on a cannabis IPO.
Well, that's great. Well, we're going to have links to Pure Verde cannabis information in the show notes. So if you want to learn more about their private label or any of their brands, or if you want to learn more about investing, click the links in the show notes. But please remember, investing's risky. So never invest more than you can afford to lose, and always do your own research and check with your financial advisor before making any investments. Ryan, this is really interesting. I think you guys are really onto something. I'm excited to have you on the show, and I look forward to having you back on in the future. Thanks for doing this.
Yeah, thank you for the time, Dan. It was great talking to you and explain a little bit about our vision and the opportunity.
Thanks for listening to today's show. To check out more great cannabis podcasts, go to podconnects.com. Here's a preview of one of our other shows.
I'm Josh Kincaid, capital markets analyst and host of your cannabis business podcast, The Talking Hedge, and newest member on PodConX. So come on over and check out The Talking Hedge. We talk about business news, interviews, investments, events, all that stuff. So come nerd out with me over at The Talking Hedge. You can find me at thetalkinghedgepodcast.com or on all your favorite podcast platforms. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe, or don't. And I'm out.